free your consciousness.
I've got one that can see.
The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
As we observe current world events in this chaotic climate of uncertainty, the tension mounts and the calamity amplifies across the global stage. The veil on this superimposed reality has been torn away in this age, and now all is laid bare to witness and observe. What is revealed is a situation in such stark contrast to the illusory worldview we've all been sold and have bought into. Let's not leave that part out. It's a bitter pill to swallow, the fact that one has been living in a manufactured dream world, manipulated, lied to, and fucked with since day one. However, waking up to this painful truth is the first step towards setting oneself free and declaring one's sovereignty over their own consciousness. The truth hurts, but it also heals. An energetic split has occurred, and it is profound. The sugar-coated dream being ripped away to reveal the nightmare has left many people shattered down to the soul level. They must face the darkness of this world, but more crucially, the darkness of their own souls, and that is too much to bear, so they fracture. Others simply ignore all that is being revealed and cling to their false paradigms as they crumble all around them. Their misplaced faith will destroy them as they continue to worship the very system that is set to crush them. They must prop up the illusion at all cost, and their denial will be their undoing when the shit hits the fan. They will also shatter. Then, there are a small percentage of people who have discovered the nature of this holographic illusion and have walked the path of self-actualization in this realm. They have trodden the road less traveled and have endured all the pain it brings, and they have the scars to prove it. That pain is the fire that has forged and tempered their spirits, and some of them try to show others, only to be marginalized, disregarded, ridiculed, ostracized, belittled, or crucified. The more things change, the more they stay the same. Perhaps you feel a bit detached in this modern post-apocalyptic clown show. Maybe you feel out of place in this world. Maybe you felt it since you were a child. Although relatively few in numbers, you are not alone, and the gathering is here. 8 billion lost little souls teetering on the edge of oblivion will not come together to remove the parasite on their world that is driving them to extinction. The ego-driven illusion of separation fuels the fire of division, and atrocities of the most heinous kind are committed and unnoticed or ignored willfully. The evil that has arisen in our midst and is ready to devour us at any moment has been turned away from for far too long. It's time to face it and realize the awful truth that we have allowed it to get this far. It's time to stop consenting and at the very least deal with one's own inner darkness from which all this arises. The psychopaths in control are there because we place them there and allow them to continue exerting their will over us. We've forgotten the wisdom of our elders. We live in a collapsing world where wisdom is a forgotten stranger and stupidity and ignorance are celebrated. Becoming an individuated consciousness in this world is a real challenge, when all the while, the hammer of collectivism slams down thunderously on the free spirit. Original thought will not be tolerated. Logic and reason are being replaced with feelings and emotionalism. Society has become a completely toxic environment. Principles and morals are spat upon while decadence and perversity are exalted and normalized. Common sense is jettisoned in favor of wokeness and inversion of reality. Because, you know, men can get pregnant and have babies, and I am a cat. What is the gathering? It is a coming together of like energies and a splitting away from those still completely immersed within the game and hyper-over-identified with the body and the ego. It is a separating of the wheat from the tares. Most importantly, it's a reunion of the lost fragments of the self. The prodigal son returns.